Good evening. So I'd like to speak about Hilchas Tefillin in honor of my son's Hanachas Tefillin this morning. Surprise. Okay. So that was pretty good. You're the only one who didn't know about this. Everyone else. So we say, Ashkenazim say two brachas on their Tefillin. One bracha laniach on the shel yad and amitzvah Tefillin on the shel rosh. And a lot of people think that, well, there's a bracha for the shel yad and there's another bracha for the shel rosh. Well, that's not correct. The way the Mishnah Berurah presents the two brachas that we say is that the bracha of lehaniach is a bracha that was established for the two hanachos, for the shel yad as well as the shel rosh. Lehaniach goes on both. That's the tchilas hamitzvah. And then when a person does the shel rosh at the gemar mitzvah, they make another bracha for the gemar. So there are two mitzvahs. One's for the haschala, going on, not just the shel yad, going on both. And the second bracha, shel of amitzvah's tefillin, that's going on the Gemar HaMitzvah. So don't think that there's one on the Shel Yad, one on the Shel Rosh. No. Rather, one's going on the Tchilas HaMitzvah of both of them, and the other's going on the Gemar HaMitzvah of both of them. And of course, we know that since that first Brach Laniach is supposed to go on both the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh, if you speak in the middle, that's a problem. So therefore, we don't speak between putting on the Shel Yad and Shel Rosh. And therefore, of course, as we're familiar with, if, for example, Kaddish or Kedusha were to occur between our Shel Yad and our Shel Rosh, we won't say with our mouths. We won't answer with our mouths, Amen, nor Amen Yesh Mirabo, nor Baruch, but rather we'll stop for a moment, we'll be mechaber with our minds, that we're as though with our minds saying those words, but we won't say them with our mouths, so it won't constitute a hefsek. I want to talk about a very specific case. I want to talk about two points. First of all, between putting on the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh, if you want to kiss the Shel Rosh, is kissing the Shel Rosh a hefsek between putting on the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh that are supposed to be, the bracha of Laniach is supposed to go on both of them. So is kissing the Shel Rosh in between, does that constitute a hefsek? That's the first question. The second question is going to be a little bit more intricate, but perhaps more lemaisa. Listen to this. Not more lemaisa, but it comes up more often than you think. Let's say, usually, people come about 5 minutes early for davening, for shachas. Most people do that, right? We all come 5 minutes early for davening. Halavai, amen. Should be for all of us. Bezus Hashem. Oftentimes, people find themselves putting on their tefillin while the yasom is saying Kaddish, either before Mizmor Shir or after Mizmor Shir. Listen carefully. What happens if you're putting on tefillin, you put on your shel yad, and because you have to do the 7 krichos around your arm, because of that, you're going to miss out saying the Amen Yesh Merabah, the Amen, to the Kaddish. Are you allowed to skip the Krichos and go straight from putting on the Laniach Tefillin and immediately put on the Shel Rosh without doing any Krichos, wrapping anything around the arm, and you save those 20 seconds that it take to make the 7 wraps around your arm? Should you skip the 7 wraps entirely so that you could get the Amen or the Amen Yesh Merabah? Those are the 2 points I want to speak about. So Rav Moshe was asked, in Orach Chaim, Chelek, Dalid, Siman Yud, if you're allowed to, somebody suggested, a Chacham suggested, that you shouldn't be permitted to kiss the tefillin between the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh, you shouldn't be permitted to kiss the tefillin Shel Rosh, that would be a hefsek. And what's the Raya? I'm sorry, he says the opposite. That would not be considered a hefsek. The Raya is for the fact that we put on the Krichas, so the fact that we wrap our arms, and that's not considered a hefsek. So too, a kiss for the Shel Rosh should also not be a hefsek. That's what somebody suggested to Rav Moshe. And therefore, you should, just like you're allowed to wrap around your arm 7 times, and that's not a hefsek, so too, you could kiss your tefillin Shel Rosh, and that's not a hefsek. That was what this person suggested to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says that the raya that you bring, the proof that you bring from wrapping the arm, is itself a proof against you. Why is that? Because if you open up a Shulchan Aruch, you're going to find something fascinating that I never knew before. I mean, Rav Moshe knew, I didn't. Says the Shulchan Aruch explicitly, after you tighten the Shel Yad, guess what you're supposed to do? Put on the Shel Rosh immediately. Guess what you're not supposed to do? You're not supposed to wrap around your arm 7 times. If you don't believe me, says the Shulchan Aruch, Acha Shekosha Shel Yad al Hazroa, Yaniach Shel Rosh, Kodem Sheyichroch Haritzua, before you wrap the straps, Saviv Hazra, around the forearm. That's the Shulchan Aruch. That's not what most of us do. Most of us do wrap around the forearm seven times and only then get to the shel rosh. That's because the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rosh. The Rosh indeed holds that the krichos, the wrapping around the arm, is not part of the mitzvah of Hanachas Tefillin. Hanachas Tefillin is just l'haniach tefillin, to be kosher the tefillin on our upper arms, on our biceps, and that was the mitzvah of the shel yad. After that, you have to go to the shel rosh immediately. Comes the Arizal, that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, and he says the Arizal is indeed the minug, that the mitzvah of the tefillin shel yad is not just tying it on the bicep, but it's tying it on the bicep as well as wrapping around the forearm seven times. And therefore, the wrapping around the forearm seven times is not a hefsek. But Moshe points out, you see that at least according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Rosh, who the Shulchan Aruch is passing like, the wrapping around the arms is indeed a hefsek. So if the wrapping around the arms is a hefsek, so maybe kissing shawls would be a hefsek. Oh, listen to this. Arizal says that the wrapping around the arms is not a hefsek because it's part of the Hanachas Tefillin Shel Yad, but guess what isn't? Kissing the Shel Rosh is not part of it. So if the only reason why your Arizal says you're allowed to wrap this seven times around the arm is because it's part of the mitzvah of the Shel Yad, of the Hanachas Shel Yad, so you see that you're only allowed to do things that are part of the mitzvah itself, and kissing is not part of the mitzvah. And therefore, Moshe says, according to this logic of comparing kissing of the Shel Rosh to wrapping the wraps around the forearm, you should come out with the conclusion that it should be prohibited to kiss the Shel Rosh. That should be a hefsek, because it's not part of the mitzvah like the wrappings are. So as the Shulchan Aruch, who holds that the wrappings are not part of the mitzvah, say it's not allowed, it's a hefsek. We hold like that Rizal against the Shulchan Aruch, that the wrappings are part of the mitzvah of the Shel Yad, so it's not considered a hefsek. So that's what should come out according to this logic. However, Moshe concludes and says, if there's anybody here who does kiss their tefillin Shel Rosh and is getting a little bit nervous, Moshe says, but it should be a hefsek, but it's not a hefsek. It takes a fraction of a second as you're lifting it up, the Shel Rosh up to your head, so you just pass it by your lips. That's not even a hefsek to speak of. If it was a hefsek, if it was something that took some time, that was, it took 15 seconds, maybe it would be awesome. You're right. If you kiss it with, lots and lots and lots of love, that probably would not be okay. That might be a hefsek. If you kiss it 47 times, or whatever, 72 times, 42 times, shame, shame of the first, whatever, that would probably be a problem. If you kiss it quickly and then put on your shel rosh, that is just not a hefsek. If it was a hefsek, it would be takabi a problem because it's not part of the mitzvah, but it's not a hefsek. It's just it's a momentary flash in time. It's not considered a hefsek. Okay, now with that background, we could come to understand a little bit that perhaps this other shah that I raised. What's the halacha when you come to shul 3 minutes late, really just 3 minutes late for chakras, like some of us might do once in a while, and as you're putting on the tefillin, if you're going to do those seven wraps, you're going to miss an amen in Kaddish. So says the Mishnah Berurah explicitly, the Mishnah Berurah says this point, says the Mishnah Berurah, we just pointed out that according to the Shulchan Aruch, you're not even allowed to do those seven wraps, right? We hold like the Arizal that, go ahead, do the seven wraps and not consider a hefsek. It says in the Mishnah Berurah, if anyway, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you really should put on the Shel Yad, on the bicep, and immediately the Shel Rosh without the wrapping the seven times, well, if you're going to miss an Amein, or you're going to miss an Amein Yehei Shmirah, you know what you should do? You should not wrap your arm seven times. Just make sure it's tight on the bicep. Maybe you have to do one just to get it tight on the bicep so it stays, so it's a kshira. Skip the seven times, put on your Shel Rosh immediately, and be able to answer Amen or Amen Yehei Shmir Abba with the chazan. This is a halacha I didn't know, so thank you for the opportunity to prepare this and to learn this halacha. And this indeed is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, of the Mishnah Berurah. So halacha l'maisa, this is what we will come out to come with two halachas tonight. Number one, kissing the tefillin, theoretically it should be a problem because it's not part of the mitzvah's tefillin. But since technically, mitzvah-wise, it's just not a hefsek, it's so momentary, it will be mutter to kiss. But if a person finds themselves that by doing those second seven extra wraps, they're going to miss a kaddish, they should not do the seven wraps, go straight from the shel yad, make sure it's tight enough that it will stay on its own, it has to be muhuduk, has to be tight that it will be a kshira, ksharetem. And then go straight to the Shel Rosh, and then you'll be able to chap the Amen and the Amen Yehei Shmir Abba. Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha Amen Ratzah Kavod Baruch Hu Zakos Es Yisrael Lefikach Yirba Lohem Torah Mitzvos Shneamar Adonai Chafetz Leman Tzidkah.